You're listening to SBS News.
Philip Lowe has experienced his last parliamentary grilling as the Reserve Bank's governor.
My first appearance before this committee was nearly 20 years ago, and this is my 16th and, as you said, my final appearance as the governor.
Joined by his deputy governor and successor, Michelle Bullock, and other senior officials, he reflected on the bank's effort to combat inflation, saying that while the worst is over, another rate rise couldn't be ruled out.
The RBA's main focus over the past year or so has been to get on top of the highest inflation in more than 30 years. We've made progress here and things are moving in the right direction, but it's still too early to declare victory.
A recovery in the property market, he said, was driven partly by the community view that the central bank was almost done with rate hikes.
Inflation in Australia peaked late last year at 7.8%. Since then, it's declined to 6%, and we expect further declines over the quarters ahead. Our central forecast is for CPI inflation to be around 3.25% by the end of next year and to be back within the 2-3% target range by late 2025.
Marion Kohler is the Reserve Bank's acting assistant governor.
And you can see that where other countries are, other economies, their interest rates are actually significantly higher.
But while unemployment remains at around 3.5%, the lowest for almost half a century, economic growth is expected to slow. Governor Philip Lowe says that trend is expected to continue for some time.
Many households are facing a painful squeeze on their budgets, and consumer demand has slowed considerably, not least because high inflation is eroding people's real incomes. The increase in interest rates is also weighing on disposable incomes for many households, although others are benefiting from higher interest income earned on their savings.
Mr. Lowe sought to defend the bank's view of what he called a modest rise in unemployment to 4.5% by mid-2025, as rate hikes crimp growth. Dr. Lowe was widely criticised for indicating mid-pandemic that rates wouldn't rise until 2024. And when asked what his biggest regret over his seven-year tenure was, he said it was his failure to better understand the implications of the pandemic when setting monetary policy in the early stages of the crisis. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.